Charlie's Steakhouse started on South Orange Blossom Trail. I believe it's been about 35 years that they first opened. And they've grown into a probably the area's largest private restaurant group. The name of the group is Talk of the Town.
So this is not a chain.
No, I wouldn't call them a chain. Charlie's had, there's a clue as to what we're going to talk about today, had four Charlie's Steakhouses. The one on OBT, the one on International Drive, one in Kissimmee, and then they've got one in Tampa as well. You might call that a mini chain. I usually think any over three is a mini chain, but privately owned and part of Talk of the Town restaurant group. Well, now, just opened Thursday, they've rebranded the original one on Orange Blossom Trail to Charlie's Wildfire Grill with an E on the end. Don't get me started on that. But they've made this change basically because they weren't making any money there. Charlie's Steakhouse is pretty high end. The price per person there is they expect somebody to come in and spend $55 to $60. And, you know, South Orange Blossom Trail is just not a place for fine dining anymore. Maybe it will be again someday, but right now, it's just not a place where people think, hey, let's get dressed up and go out and spend a lot of money.
Now, the other Charlie's locations, are they changing names as well?
They're going to continue to be the old Charlie's Steakhouse and same menu and continue to offer what they've always offered. Charlie's Wildfire Grill also specializes in steaks, but it's going to be a $25 to $30 per person price point. The way they're going to do that is not necessarily reducing the quality of the meat or the any of the other products, but the portion size. And, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing because, you know, we talked about before how we eat way too much when we go out to a restaurant. So I'm always happy to pay less to have less.
Have you experienced their new menu?
I have. I went to one of their preview dinners. It still is very much steak-centric, but they also have a lot of seafood. And as always, it's cooked over really high, like I think it's 1,100-degree wood fire, a lot of oak. So your steak comes out with a lot of not only flavor, but a lot of aroma. And I tried the, it's a 38, okay, I just said they're giving smaller portions. I had the 38-ounce steak. How's that? It's meant to be shared. I didn't share it, but it was a pretty good steak. Very, very tender. It had an unfortunate vein in it that I had wished they would catch as they were slicing it. It was served fanned on the plate with the, it's a bone-in Kansas City strip, by the way. I would have hoped that they would have seen that vein and thought, well, maybe we don't want to serve that. But then you're also talking about a 38-ounce piece of meat that you can cut around the vein and still get plenty of good stuff there. Good appetizers from escargot to fried gator, which is, I think, kind of varied. So, and they're paying attention to their cocktails. They use fresh fruit and herbs. And this is kind of a coming trend here where we're going to be seeing a lot of attention paid to the cocktail service.
Well, thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.